Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Whom Are You Racing Against?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached him and said, Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered them, Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved. Last Monday, I participated in something like a bike race. Everybody rides his or her bike on a given track during a dedicated time. Every rider tracks his or her ride and uploads it on a special platform, and once a week the ranking is updated so that you can see how you did your ride compared to the others. So during my ride on Monday, I had some times where it was not so funny to ride my bike. The track was not very exciting, plus headwind. I knew that I would not cover the time I had planned, and I knew that I would be way slower than other cyclists on the track before. At one point, and to make the best of the day and the ride, I decided not to think about the ranking or to compare myself with the other ones I do not know. It was absolutely not helpful to think about how fast the others were or how they managed to skip any stops and cycle the track in one go. Instead, I tried to concentrate on what was now required. Riding my bike and carrying good thoughts in my heart. Or, as Martin Luther says, let him who is sad sing. So I sang a few songs on my bike. In today's gospel, I can find the hint that this was the right tactic. It does not make sense to compare yourself with others. You might not be in the same situation as the others. This is why Jesus gave the disciples of John his answer. For Jesus' disciples, the bridegroom is still with them, and it would not make sense to mourn. It would not make sense for them to fast, because they have a feast. But they will fast when the bridegroom is no longer with them. Hence, it is useless to look at the others if you want to know what to do. It is not helpful to compare yourself with the others because you have to pass the situation yourself. And in your personal situation, it only makes sense to check what you are asked for. It is important to act wisely, otherwise the new wine and the old wineskins are ruined. But nobody wants to ruin both. This gospel encourages me to stop comparison with others. Not only that I want to stop to compare myself with so-called better ones, but at the same time that I want to stop to compare with others who might not be as strong or friendly or I don't know as I am. The other one is probably doing his or her best, and it is my task to respect him or her. Because if I demand more from others because I am comparing, it can end up meaning we're both disappointed and hurt. And then the new wine and the old wineskins are ruined. This can never be the goal. Let's look at yourself and at the other one with the loving eyes of God. It can be helpful to have in mind that everybody is a beloved child of God. And always remember that you are a beloved child of God too. Others might be faster or better or smarter. But if you act wisely and with love, you will do the right thing in your situation.